Would you pay for pain? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rebecca Scott, lecturer in marketing and strategy at Cardiff University, delves into a few reasons why some people do.
Pain is a fundamental facet of human existence. We've all felt it. We've all suffered from it. It has such force that even a simple migraine can destroy our capability to function. Consumers spend billions of dollars every year on medication and healthcare to alleviate pain. So how can we comprehend people who pay for an experience marketed as painful? In trying to understand this conundrum, we develop our insights from a study of Tough Mudder, a grueling adventure challenge involving a series of approximately 25 military-style obstacles to overcome in half a day. Participants run through burning hay bales, wade through torrents of mud, slither through tightly enclosed spaces, and even crawl through 10,000 volts of electric wires. To understand how pain could add meaning to an extraordinary experience, we consider the reduced physicality of office life and the boredom contemporary work practices seem to generate. The worries and constraints in everyday life create a saturated self. As a result, a painful event like Tough Mudder targets cubicle-bound masses yearning to breathe free. Through sensory intensification, we find that pain brings the body back into sharp focus, allowing individuals to rediscover their corporality. By flooding the consciousness with gnawing unpleasantness, pain provides a temporary relief from the burdens of self-awareness. Finally, when leaving marks and wounds, pain helps consumers create the story of a fulfilled life. In a context of decreased physicality, market operators play a major role in selling pain to people, who use pain as a way to simultaneously escape reflexivity and craft their life narrative.
That was Rebecca Scott of Cardiff University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.